Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me right now for his weekly visit, we'll talk plenty of Texans. We're going to mix in some Astros talk, too, just because it is the post-mortem on the season after the Astros go down in five games to the Red Sox. He's brought to you by hornsolutions.net. John McClain joining me for his weekly visit. John, just me and you today, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just went to a neat little restaurant I've never been to, the Posse. We had lunch at Piola,
okay.
P-I-O-L-A on Louisiana. Mike Silva's gone there a lot and wanted us to try it. It's a terrific little Italian place that I would recommend to anybody. It was great.
What'd you get?
I had spaghetti, and Mike had a pizza with Brazilian cheese. He gave me a piece. I've never had cheese. It just melted in your mouth like that. Tony had a pasta with chicken, I think, and it was just good all around. We had a blast. Want to thank Mike for introducing us to Piola, and I know that you and Amy would love it.
Yeah, I think we were always looking to find new places. As they would say in The Sopranos, how was the gravy, John?
Everything that we tried, Mike brought out, had some other stuff, was tremendous.
Yeah.
And we had a blast. I'll definitely do it again. I'm going to get Carol to try it next time. I know she'll like it. And we're going to have Gary Myers coming on.
Yeah, 440.
Noted NFL writers talking about his new book, How About Them Cowboys. He's in San Antonio right now. So I call my San Antonio station to promote his appearance. Then he's going to Austin, so I call my Austin station to promote his appearance. And then he'll be here tomorrow at River Oaks Bookstore. And you'll hear, Sean, I heard Gary on a national show telling a couple of stories in his book about Jerry Jones and his new facility that I just thought was fascinating. And it's why Jerry is at the forefront of salesmanship. And we'll ask Gary Myers about that. He covered the Cowboys back in the 80s. That's
oh, did
when
he?
I met him. He's from New York. Then he went to the New York Daily News.
Yeah.
Went back home to cover the NFL for decades. And I think this book, obviously it was smart doing a Cowboys book.
Yeah.
Because there's so much attention. So he's getting to travel all over the country and do signings and interviews. And he spent a lot of time with people from, you know, Bill Parcells to everybody else associated with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And he's got some great stories in that book.
Well, I will count on you to set up the stories that you heard on that national show when we talked to him in about 15 minutes or so. We'll get into the Texans here in just a little bit, but obviously the big
dreary
story today here in
dark
town.
Dark and dreary.
Is dark and dreary. The Astros going down in five games. Just your thoughts on this series and, in particular, the game last night.
I made my reservations for Jacksonville about 3 weeks ago, and I looked at the schedule, and I figured the Astros would be playing a sixth game on the road, probably at Fenway. So I booked my trip to get to Jacksonville and plenty of time to get to my hotel, get whatever I needed done so nobody be bothered. I was even going to eat at a restaurant across the street early, so I could get back for the game on my big flat screen in my Spring Hill suite at the airport, and nobody bothered me, and I could focus on the Astros. And now I went to Jacksonville for no reason early. And
So you still have to go early, huh?
Well, of course. I don't think the Chronicle is going to pay that $200 change fee.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I'll watch college football. But I had it all set up. My buddy Mark Waltz, who is back in his place in Florida down in the Palm Beach area, really close to the Astros facility. We're already talking about spring training again, which we went to last year. He was going to come up and see me, and I said, oh, that's fine, but you'll be watching the Astros. I don't want you to drive all the way up here. And then something happened where he couldn't come. But it's depressing. I didn't expect them to win it after the way they've been playing. Boston's definitely the better team.
Yeah.
But what I didn't like was them doing things they didn't do in the regular season and against the Indians.
Yeah.
And the bullpen, of course, let them down big time. Guys not hitting. You know, Gerrit Cole was not nearly as good.
There's not a single guy that performed to the level they did in the regular season.
And it, you know, they called them wild pitches. They could have been past balls. Maldonado had the great throw, but he's brought in for his defense. Batters getting hit all the time. The Red Sox getting all these two-strike, two-out hits and runs.
Yeah.
You let the nine-hole hitter batting 100-something look like Babe Ruth. It just was not the Astros that we have come to expect and respect. Great season, great first series against the Indians, but there's a lot of people. I've had a lot of people around the country. They're glad the Astros have lost. Because of the cheating scandal now, everybody thinks they cheat on everything.
Air and quotes so, around the cheating scandal.
Yeah, the cheaters, they deserve to lose.
Yeah.
And I think that's too bad because we all know they have a great, great group of guys.
Yeah, well, you know what, John? Hey, look, last I checked, the teams across all sports that are universally hated across fan bases, they're winners. And if that's where we are with the Astros, that other cities are taking notice and hating them, then that's a great thing for the city of Houston.
Do you think that we have heard the last of the baseball investigation and then the McLaughlin being in the camera well shooting the Red Sox dugout,
yes,
which is very strange,
yes,
indeed?
Because they closed the book on it last week, and I think that's a hard thing to reopen the book on, right?
They sure investigated it quick and said he was surveilling.
But it should be a pretty easy thing to investigate. It's not like it was this multi-layered, multi-person scheme. You know, there were only a few people he had to interview.
He wasn't where he's supposed to be, though.
He definitely wasn't.
It wouldn't surprise me
if there was some sort of punishment attached to it, but I would be shocked if it turns into something that they're reopening an investigation, unless they notice that for some reason he did it, you know, somewhere else in the stadium in game 4 or 5, something like
usually,
that.
Usually, when you reopen investigations because the media is behind it with constant pressure from new information, and they're like, okay, we'll have to look into it. Like the NCAA is not going to do squat to the basketball teams that were caught cheating on wiretaps. It's fascinating reading the quotes from people with these programs. But I think on baseball today, the way it is with analytics and electronics, every team's probably trying to do something for an advantage.
Well, and I think the Astros losing probably lessens the intensity of people going, oh, we want our pound of flesh. You know, they're done now. They're out of sight, out of mind. I do want to mention this, John, because we were talking about it. Josh and I were talking about it heading towards the top of the hour. Injuries with the Astros. And some of Lance McCullers' teammates had been alluding to something after the game last night that, you know, Lance is dealing with something. They didn't want to say what it was. His wife, Lance McCullers' wife, Kara, may have given a window into what exactly he's dealing with. And unless I've seen an announcement from somebody in the media who it would know and would have sources and is somebody who's trusted announce it, and maybe they have. But her Instagram post is a picture of her wearing a jean jacket that says McCullers 43 on the back. And she says, forever proud to wear the name and forever grateful to be a part of the best team and group of WAGs, wives and girlfriends, in baseball. What an amazing ride these last couple of years. So proud of my husband and his teammates for playing their hearts out, always putting the team first. To all of our good friends with undecided futures, we love you. We wish you nothing but the best. Thank you for making us feel at home over these last few years. I know our paths will cross again. Until next time, and then a heart, and then a broken heart, and then hashtag 18-month countdown, which people are reading into
surgery.
That to say that he's going to be having not just surgery, but Tommy John surgery, which is... You're out for the year. Now, you're out for the year. The good news is the recovery rate on Tommy John surgery is very, very good.
And if he needs Tommy John surgery, like Shohei Ohtani needed it, he was able to hit but not pitch.
Yeah.
And they're bringing in McCullers in some really tough situations.
That was what I thought.
Why is he pitching if he needs Tommy John or surgery, period? It's a very game effort. I'm thinking probably Altuve is going to need a scope.
Yep,
on his
for sure.
knee. And guys always get cleanup jobs. There's Texans who'll get them. They don't want you to know it.
Yeah.
And so you might find it out by accident, but I'm sure there'll be Astros do that. But anytime you're talking about a shoulder, elbow, anything involving a pitcher, how he makes his living. So if McCullers does get that, everybody will wish him all the best. That means he'd be out next season, and Morton's contract is up. And he'll be 35 next season, I believe. So would this help make it more dire that they make sure to bring back Charlie Morton?
John, rank the three teams, Astros, Texans, Rockets, in order of you had to pick the team that's going to win the most championships over the next, say, 8 years.
Well, it would be the Astros. They're younger. The Rockets have to go through the Warriors. The Texans are 3-3. You know, they haven't shown us anything that they're capable of winning a championship, much less the division.
That's why I said rank them, because I figured the Astros would be first. How do you put the Texans
against
the...
I put the Rockets second, because they could win it this year. I thought they'd win it last year, except for Chris Paul's hamstring injury.
Yeah.
So I think they could win it. They could win it despite that awful start against New Orleans. They can certainly win it. But I think the Texans are the farthest away. One reason I didn't pick the Texans to win the division, I knew they had a lot of holes.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't just all of a sudden take over. You can't fix every problem in one off season. They knew that it was going to be a 2-year project at least. And that's one reason they rolled over cap money, is to make sure they had cap money to go with their 1 and 2 twos and the rest of their picks. And but as far as the Astros, Keuchel, do we think Keuchel's gone? Is Martin Gonzalez back? Do they keep Evan Gattis, Charlie Morton? With the way Springer hits in clutch situations, there's no way I'd let him get away, even if he's going to be 30 when his contract
is up. He's got 1 year left on his deal.
It's going to cost Jim Crane a lot of money to keep this team together. The Chronicle, we have a thing on our website that I've tweeted a couple of times and looked through about contract situation of every player on the roster. And, you know, if you think about Morton, you think about McCullers, okay, is Forrest Whitley. Does he have a chance to come up and win next year, or is it going to be the year after? And I think Verlander's is the last year of his deal next season.
Next year, Verlander, Cole, and Springer are all going to become free, like true free agents, the same offseason, which is after 2019.
Well, as much as I love Verlander, you know, he'll be, what, 37?
You got, 36,
you've got
37.
You've got to keep Cole and Springer in my mind.
It'll be interesting, you know, because I think you can make an argument for you can make an argument for Verlander. Maybe not over Cole, only because Cole is, you know, a half dozen, you know, 6-7 years younger. But top of the rotation starter is a much harder thing to replace than a center fielder, even a center fielder as great as George Springer is.
I also believe that maybe at that point of his career, Verlander's not going to get an offer like he would hope. And maybe because of the money he's making and his wife makes, they're happy here.
Maybe.
They're happy to re-sign it. You know, a hometown discount might be $20 million. He makes, what, 28?
This is where we always bring up there's no income tax, no state income tax in Texas, which is material on contracts that are worth $20 million a year.
And you know they're paying, she's paying, I don't know what they designate as their home, because you have to live there a certain amount of time.
Yep.
But you know, if they designated another state, like, say, California or New York, they're paying a lot of money on tax.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.